Good evening, friends, and welcome. We've been going through a great deal of evolution in our thinking about the universe, about our own world, and about our own personal lives during the last few centuries, and perhaps that whole process could be spoken of as having speeded up enormously in the present century. Much of the trouble that we face comes from not really knowing how to look at the world anymore, not being able to see it and understand it clearly in the light of our old traditions, and yet not knowing how to come upon it in a new way that will embrace and help us to relate to the present insights, the present understanding that we face of the universe. One example is that a few centuries ago, we used to believe that the world was quite comfortably the center of the whole universe, that the universe itself was very small. People didn't really know what those stars were out there, but there were various fanciful ideas. For example, that there was a great curtain up there, and the stars were little pinholes in that curtain. The concept of the world and its age was very different from what we know it to be today. They thought that the world, in fact, my Bible, which was printed in, I think, 1924, the present edition, not obviously the King James Version came out much earlier, but the annotations, the notes, and so on. In this Bible, it is stated something to the effect that the world was created, I think, on September 9th in the year 4003 BC at 9 a.m. Well, we can laugh at that kind of idea now. It's very hard for anybody to cling to the concept that the world was really created so recently, because everything that we know, I have heard a few diehards claim that when you point out that all these layers in the world and all the discoveries of the erosion of the mountains and the pushing up of the continents and so on, that all of these were created by Satan to cause us to doubt the Bible. But I think it takes a pretty remarkable degree of stupidity. You might almost speak of that kind of stupidity on the level of a genius of its own kind, that anybody can really believe it. We have found that, on the contrary, the world is very, very old, and the universe, which seemed to be, first we thought that the universe was centered in the earth, then we thought, well, it must be centered in the sun. Now we don't find any center anywhere. We don't really know in a cosmic sense whether we're coming or going, because we can't tell whether anything we're moving toward is really moving toward us, or whether maybe it's going in the same direction but we're going a little bit faster than it is. There's just no way of knowing. And so we find in our own personal lives also that there is a sense of disorientation. I've written a book on the subject. I took about 10 years studying it. It's called Crises in Modern Thought, and it deals with this idea of the relativity of values and the seeming meaninglessness of the universe and of life. And I've brought my years of training in the Vedanta philosophy to bear on the discoveries of science, and I've found to a lot of people's satisfaction, people who are scientists themselves, that in fact the findings of science don't at all undermine the meaning of life, don't at all undermine the sense of direction and purpose in life. What they really do is simply broaden our horizons.